Our pale skies are getting lighter and lighter. Maybe some blue will be peeking through. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, we've been hearing maybe there will be a gorgeous weekend. Is that true?
Well, half a weekend. We're going to see temperatures climbing well into the 50s, and that's actually a little bit above normal. Today is the transition day. The weak disturbances move through. It's partly cloudy out this morning, and temperatures today should get up close to 50, and I think there'll be some sun this afternoon. I mean, it'll be partly cloudy, but I definitely think some of that bright stuff will be coming through. Really quite a decent day, especially in the afternoon. Tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be the home run. We're going to see no precipitation. There may be some clouds in the morning, but those will break out very quickly, and there should be considerable sun. And temperatures for many folks, especially east of the Sound, will get into the lower 50s, maybe even the mid-50s. So tomorrow's the day. You want to get outside, have a great time. That's it.
This is like spring-like conditions, basically.
That's right. It's above normal. Mid-50s is definitely above normal. So it's good to feel like spring. Well, even the plants think it's spring. I see bulbs coming up all over the place now. Then Sunday is going to be a day that's going to be good, but not great. We'll start off with some clouds, and it'll cloud in during the day. So by the time you get into the mid-afternoon, it'll be pretty much clouded up. But no rain. Temperatures probably getting up into the lower 50s. So a decent day, but not as sunny as Saturday.
So Sunday's a safe day to be outdoors anyways.
That's right. On the coast, it could be a little drizzle, not much. And then next week, we start off with days that'll have a lot of low clouds, not much precipitation. But midweek, it looks like we start getting some real systems, fronts, and that'll bring us stronger winds and heavier precipitation.
So you're saying winter is coming back?
Well, whatever you want to call it, the rain will come back. We've actually been relatively dry the last week, and we've switched to a warmer than normal pattern, and that's going to continue for a while.
We've been talking on air about a lot of snow falling, though, in the mountains all week.
This week, they did get some snow. Some of it was kind of wet, unfortunately, and then it kind of froze. But they did get some refreshing of the snowpack. So that's in pretty good shape. Probably the most unusual thing this week was the endless warm rain, the drizzle.
I wanted to ask you about that. You said it was kind of a dry week, but it was obviously felt kind of wet. And then you had some really interesting comments about drizzle on your blog. Drizzle is sort of the signature of Puget Sound life. So what was so strange about it?
This week we had day after day of drizzle. And the interesting thing for me is that we're getting very light rain, but it's completely different in terms of its mechanism than the normal rain we have. 95% of the rain we get is associated with what's called the cold cloud process. And that's associated with ice crystals high in these upper clouds that fall down into areas where we have both water and ice. The ice crystals get bigger and bigger. They drop faster and faster, and they eventually get down to the lower atmosphere where they melt and turn to raindrops.
You're saying that's how normal rain forms?
That's right. Most of our rain, the overwhelming amount of our rain, starts as ice, snow high in the atmosphere. It increases in size, falls down, melts, and becomes rain. That's not what happened this week. This week we had what's called the warm rain process. And what happens is we have low clouds. We have this deck of clouds that's extended up to maybe 5,000 feet. And it was pretty much all above freezing. We had these little droplets of water. And what happens is some droplets are a little bit bigger than others. They fall a little bit faster than their smaller brethren. They collect some of the small droplets and they get bigger. And as they get bigger, they fall faster. And eventually they fall out of the cloud. And that's called the warm rain process. And that's what dominated this week. Now, since the clouds were very shallow, it could only produce very small raindrops. And that's when we get drizzle. So, all this week, we had one of the longest stretches of this warm cloud process. So, as a meteorologist, it was kind of interesting.
Unusual raindrops. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington and joins us every Friday. He'll be giving a public lecture on climate change tomorrow morning in Oak Harbor. More details on our website. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.